been another California mass murder. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. This time, seven people killed in Half Moon Bay, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. The victims found in two different locations. At the first,
deputies located four victims deceased with gunshot wounds. A fifth victim, also suffering from a gunshot wound, was transported to Stanford Medical Center with life-threatening injuries.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus.
Shortly thereafter, three additional victims were also located deceased with gunshot wounds at a separate shooting scene.
Deputies then arrested the alleged shooter, 67-year-old Chun-Li Zhao, in the parking lot of a sheriff's office where he'd apparently gone to surrender. The shootings at two different agricultural sites, including a mushroom farm, where a spokesman says they have no idea who the shooter is or what his beef was. In Southern California, they're still trying to learn why an elderly man opened fire in a ballroom filled with dancers on Saturday night, killing 11.
My individual officers would like to know why. I know the families want to know why. The why is a big part of this. The problem is, we may never know the why, and we have to work past that.
Monterey Park, California, Police Chief Scott Weiss, the gunman in that shooting, took his own life. The White House still tight-lipped even after the discovery of additional unsecured classified documents at President Biden's home.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the following: "We've been very clear here from this administration. The president has been very clear that he takes this very seriously when it comes to classified information, when it comes to classified documents." Meantime, on Capitol Hill, congressional lawmakers from both parties are calling out the White House for the paucity of answers and for the president putting himself in this position in the very first place.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News.
The U.S. is still at its debt limit, but so far, no plans to pass an increase.
It's a staring contest risking fiscal fallout. Democrats demand Republicans unveil their spending cuts. Republicans insist on deep reductions. Even fiscal hawks caution that GOP aspirations are too lofty.
If you wanted to balance the budget in the next 10 years, you'd have to cut about $7 trillion in spending. And that means you have to make substantial cuts to things people care a lot about.
That includes Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, accounting for 70% of all federal spending. That's why no one wants to cut programs which cost the most.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Lawmakers in California are pushing legislation to impose a new tax on the state's wealthiest residents, even if they've moved out of state years ago. The additional 1.5% tax would be on worldwide wealth, things like collectibles, stocks, and hedge funds investments. Some financial analysts say the new law would only hasten the exit of wealthy Californians. Vermont's Supreme Court has ruled that non-citizens may continue to vote in municipal elections in the state's capital city of Montpelier, ruling the constitutional provision that bars non-citizens from voting does not apply to local elections. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has formally stepped down from that job.
I've experienced such love, compassion, empathy and kindness when I've been this job. That has been my predominant experience. So I leave feeling gratitude for having this wonderful role for so many years.
Ardern was New Zealand's youngest ever prime minister when she was elected in 2017. She shocked her country last week, announcing her plans to step aside. A Roman Catholic priest accused of collecting thousands of child pornography images while serving overseas and then bringing them back to the States is headed to prison. Reverend William McCandless of Wilmington, Delaware, 3 years in federal prison. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.